I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Pity the poor proofreader. Imagine wading through the thicket of contemporary written English, uprooting such verbal weeds as misplaced whos and whoms, hopeless hopefullys, singular data, whatever. Such is the terrain that Maggie Balestrieri works. She is a freelance proofreader, and she has written a slim and entertaining book called The Evasion English Dictionary. Maggie Balestrieri, explain what you mean by evasion.
An evasion is a term that we use when we wish to duck to the truth, and we are probably all agreed on what we mean by an evasion, and it's a tacit understanding that we mean one thing and say another. And this book exposes those evasions.
And contemporary American spoken English is full of them.
We keep adding to the list, yes.
Well, you've come up with several evasive meanings of a single common four-letter word, and that word is like.
It is the most vexing of all the evasions, yes.
Like what?
Like the undercutting like. And that is a word that we use. In that use, we mean we apologize for knowing something. We wish to undercut the knowledge so as to appear cool. And an example is, I think he meant it, like, metaphorically.
Because to simply say, I think he meant it metaphorically, would be to suggest, boy, am I smart.
And that opens you up to criticism, which we all try to avoid.
Okay, that's one.
Another example of the undercutting like is, that was by, like, Beethoven. Must we expose that we know something beyond contemporary popular culture.
Right. I think it has to be said with that particular intonation also to really
it does.
Work. Yeah. The undercutting like. Other kinds of like?
The vague like. Mm-hmm. And it translates as, thereabouts. And an example is, there were like 1,000 screaming fans. Or, have you been outside? It's like 100 degrees. And with the vague like, it is most forgivable because we are estimating.
Right. And one wouldn't necessarily carry a thermometer and know exactly that it was 97 degrees at that moment.
Right, it's bulky to carry a thermometer, so no.
Well, carrying around a like would be more helpful. So there we have the second meaning of like. There are still more.
There are more. Another is the self-effacing like, and it translates as virtue is shameful. And examples are, no, I don't want to like betray her trust, or I was like school president and captain of the basketball team. Or I volunteer for a few hours every week. I like care about the environment and stuff. And this is most distressing because I think young people feel, again, apologetic and awkward to have a belief, have something they believe in, have something they strive for. And so they are self-effacing. And they don't wish to presume to say that they are better at something than someone else or that their goals are higher.
And this self-effacing like is distinct from the cowardly like.
The cowardly like translates as, I disagree, that is, if it's okay. And some examples are, I don't want to like tell you what to do, but it just doesn't sound like nice. I think people are genuinely insulted if someone contradicts, and instead of opening up a conversation, which I think is commendable, people feel the need to apologize, and so they say like in that case.
Now, as we descend into the deeper circles of like, we reach what you call the filler like.
The filler like is an indication that we forget that we can end a sentence and stop speaking. And instead of doing that, we say like at the end of the sentence. For example, in this case, the filler like translates as, I've finished my sentence. And examples are, how could you do that? I mean, I went out of my way to meet you there, and then you didn't show, and you didn't even call, and it was like... Or, I've worked hard this past year, and I thought the company would recognize my work with a more substantial raise. I mean, this is less than the cost of living, and I have to think about my future, and I mean, it's like... Let's see if we can't work something out. I have to go to my supervisor to approve this raise, and she's going to ask what you've done for the company to distinguish yourself, and I'm going to be like...
The betrayer-like.
Ah, the betrayer-like. You're caught if you use the betrayer-like, and the betrayer-like is simply, I lie. And examples are, I was so upset, I cried for like 3 days. Or your boss might say this one. Well, not your boss in particular, but a boss might say, you bring up a good point, and I, like, totally sympathize with you. However, Or we might say to a guest who stays too long, oh, this is like so not an imposition. No, really. I like want to do this for you.
And the next like that you identify is the, we're going to read the whole book on the air here before we're finished. The next like that you identify is the apology like.
The apology like is a young person's curse. The apology like translates as, sorry, I'm inarticulate. And examples are, I was like, wow. He was like, oh my God.
As if anything can follow that one, there is still some more kinds of likes that you've identified. One is the multimedia like. What do you mean by that?
Oh, that's my favorite. Weaned as I was on cartoons, I say this one. The multimedia like translates as visual aid to follow. And some examples are, great movie, amazing special effects. It was like, strike a taken aback facial expression. The baby was so cute. She was like, look cute. He said something sarcastic, and I was like, glare. Did you see what she was wearing? I was like, judge.
Now, and finally, what you call the staller like.
Yeah, we buy time by saying like rather than saying its predecessor, which might have been or hmm. And staller like, part one, translates as, think, brain, think. And examples are, man, this bag is heavy. What do you have in here? Like, a bowling ball? Or poetry? Yeah, me too. I love, like, Robert Frost. Or, you're from Belize. That's, like, south.
You have several other words that you examine, several other expressions that you use in the Evasion English Dictionary. I don't think any of them quite has the variety of like, but what might be the runner-up?
I think a popular one is feel equals am, and I'm offering am as a substitution for feel in sentences such as, I can't believe I did that to you. I feel so guilty. When more appropriately, I am guilty. But I think like is...
It's a very Cartesian point you raised right there, I think.
Like is the most telling of the evasions. And there's a scientist named Cuvier, and he said that from one single bone, the entire animal mm-hmm. can be constructed. And from the bone of like in our language, we can construct the culture.
Maggie Balestrieri, thank you very much for like talking with us about all this.
Like, whatever.
Whatever. Maggie Balestrieri has still more definitions of the word like, which are taken from her book, The Evasion English Dictionary.